Good morning. It's good to see everybody and appreciate the opportunity given to me to fill in for Mike this morning. We do miss them though. Hope they're being safe and get back to us. This morning's lesson, I've entitled The Scribes and Pharisees Toward Jesus. Scribes and Pharisees Toward Jesus. And in this lesson, we're going to see that these groups were trying to test Jesus many times. And we're also going to see that Jesus, he gave them nothing. He gave them nothing. Point number one this morning is the Pharisees. We're going to talk about the Pharisees in Luke chapter 16 there. Luke chapter 16 verses 13 through 15 there that was read a while ago. We're going to read that again. But the Pharisees, it says there they were lovers of money. In Luke chapter 16 verses 13 through 15, the Bible reads, "No servant can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and wealth." Verse 14. Now the Pharisees, who were lovers of money, were listening to all these things and were scoffing at him. And he said to them, You are those who justify yourselves in the sight of men, but God knows your hearts. For that which is highly esteemed among men is detestable in the sight of God. You know, Jesus told them what they needed to hear. But it also said there that God knew their hearts. God knew their hearts. If one's heart is set on evil, then God already knows it. He knows our good and or our evil desires. Also in James chapter 3, verses 2 through 5. The Bible reads, "For men will be lovers of self, lovers of money, boastful, arrogant, revilers, disobedient to parents, ungrateful, unholy, unloving, irreconcilable, malicious gossips, without self-control, brutal, haters of good, treacherous, reckless, conceited, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, holding to a form of godliness, although they have denied its power. Avoid such men as these." You know, sometimes we may deal with some of these people on a daily basis. You know, we just need to be the example that God wants us to be. People need to see Christ in us. We must not allow others to influence us unless it's for the good. You know, the Pharisees definitely were men pleasers and not God pleasers. They were self-pleasers. You know, we must not do things that are detestable to God. We shouldn't do those things. We want God to see the good in us and let it be infectious to those around us. You know, we need to affect the world. You know, they can see how we live, and that's how we affect the world today. You know, in Luke chapter 11, verses 53 and 54, the Bible reads, "When he left there, the scribes and the Pharisees began to be very hostile and to question him closely on many subjects." Verse 54, plotting against him to catch him in something he might say. You know, the one thing we know is that Jesus spoke the truth. Jesus spoke the truth. Many people do not like to hear the truth. You know, they want a watered down version of the Bible. You know, we have to take God's word as truth. You know, in John 14 and verse 6, Jesus said, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me." You know, as we strive to speak the truth, we must do it with love for others. We must do it with love for others. Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 15. Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 15. The Bible reads, "But speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in all aspects into Him who is the head, even Christ." You know, all the scribes and Pharisees needed was Jesus to mess up one time. But that did not happen. You know, Jesus wasn't even argumentative. He wasn't even argumentative because he gave them nothing to argue over. He gave them the truth. The world needs to know the truth. And it's up to us to make sure they are hearing the truth. Point number two this morning. Let's look at Luke chapter 7. Luke chapter 7, verses 36 through 39. Luke chapter 7, verses 36 through 39. Now one of the Pharisees was requesting him to dine with him, and he entered the Pharisee's house and reclined at the table. And there was a woman in the city who was a sinner. And when she learned that he was reclining at the table in the Pharisee's house, she brought an alabaster vial of perfume. And standing behind him at his feet, weeping, she began to wet his feet with her tears and kept wiping them with the hair of her head and kissing his feet and anointing them with the perfume. In verse 39, now when the Pharisee who had invited him saw this, he said to himself, if this man were a prophet, he would know who and what sort of person this woman is who is touching him, that she is a sinner. So we see the Pharisee's attitude here. We see the Pharisee's attitude. You know, he did invite Jesus in. The lady knew who Jesus was and what he could do. You know, she heard of his whereabouts. She came there and was weeping over her sin and wet his feet with her tears and kissed his feet. You know, sin should make us sorrowful for what we have done. You know, it's good to have brothers and sisters that care for one another and that we can discuss spiritual matters. This Pharisee had the right idea to invite Jesus in, but he tested Jesus. He tested Jesus here. He thought Jesus did not know that she was a sinner. Jesus did not show favoritism to, you know, he did not show favoritism to Christians or sinners. He spoke to both. He spoke to both. And the same goes for things today. God is no respecter of persons. We mustn't show favoritism. James chapter 2, verses 5 and 6. James chapter 2, verses 5 and 6. The Bible reads, listen, my beloved brethren. Did not God choose the poor of this world to be rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom? Verse 6. I'm sorry, which he promised to those who love him. Verse 6, but you have dishonored the poor man. Is it not the rich who oppress you and personally drag you into court? And then we're going to look at verses 8 and 9. Verses 8 and 9. You shall love your neighbor as yourself, but if you show partiality, you are committing sin and are convicted by the law as transgressors. You know, there are ways we can be neighborly. You know, we can check on shut-ins throughout the week, call those who might not be at services, you know, offer to help someone who might be struggling, check on our next door neighbors, pray for those that are on our sick list as often as possible. Find ways to be of service. Just remember that Jesus was a servant, so we follow his example. He spoke to believers. He spoke to sinners. He understood that there was a soul at stake. You know, many of us can admit that we have many opportunities to serve throughout the week. We need to be good at taking the initiative to approach people that have needs. You know, sometimes we must realize the need and try to do what we can to fulfill that need, if at all possible. In Matthew chapter 19 and verse 26, Matthew chapter 19 and verse 26, the Bible reads, and looking at them, Jesus said to them, with people this is possible, but with God all things are possible. We should be comforted in knowing that with God all things are possible. We can't do it by ourselves, and the credit goes to God when all is said and done. You know, the scribes and Pharisees needed to be taught just like we need to be taught about the truth. You know, it needs to be shared with those around us, those we surround ourselves with. Also in Matthew chapter 9, Matthew chapter 9, verses 11 through 13. Matthew chapter 9, verses 11 through 13. The Bible reads, "When the Pharisees saw this, they said to his disciples, 'Why is your teacher eating with tax collectors and sinners?'" Verse 12, "But when Jesus heard this, he said, 'It is not those who are healthy who need a physician, but those who are sick. But go and learn what this means. I desire compassion and not sacrifice, for I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners.'" You know, that's the attitude that we need to have. You know, Jesus was questioned about being with tax collectors and being with sinners. You know, the Pharisees did not want to understand Jesus and his attitude towards sinners. They did not want to understand that. You know, it's simple. Jesus loves us. He gave his life for us. We need to be thankful for the new covenant, which gives us the forgiveness of sins, wherefore the Old Testament did not. We are under the better covenant, and we should be forever grateful for that. You know, the Pharisees were blinded by their own ambition. They were blinded by their own ambition. They were like many in the world today. They forced themselves not to believe in the Bible because they believe it's not factual. Well, we know the Bible is very factual. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. The Bible reads, "All Scripture is inspired by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness, so that the man of God may be adequate, equipped for every good work." Jesus never allowed the scribes and Pharisees to stop him or get in his way of teaching others. And we shouldn't let anything get in our way of teaching either. We just have to know that some will listen and some won't. Jesus, just like the day at Pentecost, about 3,000 souls were added to the kingdom that day. But how many walked away? We're not told. How many walked away? There were seeds planted that day, and at least the gospel was preached, and that people heard the truth. Peter did not water the message down. He told them what they needed to hear. In Acts chapter 2 and verse 37 and 38 there, we know that the Bible reads, "Now when they heard this, they were pierced to the heart and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, 'Brethren, what shall we do?' Peter said to them, 'Repent, and each of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.'" And then later on, in verse 47, "Praising God and having favor with all the people, and the Lord was adding to their number day by day those who were being saved." You know, we must give credit where credit is due. In verse 47, that tells us the Lord was adding to their number. You know, all we can do is plant the seeds. All we can do is plant seeds. God uses us as tools to spread the good news. Although we would like to take credit for souls that are saved from the teaching we give, from the teaching that we give them, we really can't, because the Lord adds them to the church and not us. 1 Corinthians chapter 3. In 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 6 through 9. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 6 through 9. And this is Paul addressing the Corinthians. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 6 through 9. "I planted, Apollos watered, but God was causing the growth. So then, neither one who plants nor the one who waters is anything, but God who causes the growth. Now he who plants and he who waters are but each will receive his own reward according to his own labor." And now in verse 9, "For we are God's fellow workers." And we're just covering the first part there, verse 9. Sounds like a team effort. You know, Paul planted, Apollos watered. When we work together, people see that teamwork, and they may see the joy that we have, and when we share the gospel with them, they see that. They may want that same joy. We should have joy knowing that we have been promised a home in heaven as long as we are found faithful. The scribes and Pharisees could not have much joy, especially trying to find things wrong that Jesus was doing. They couldn't have much joy. Jesus healed the sick. He made the lame walk. He even brought others back to life, physically and spiritually. We must understand that following Jesus is costly, but our soul is at stake. Matthew chapter 16 and verse 24. Matthew chapter 16 and verse 24. The Bible reads, "Then Jesus said to his disciples, 'If anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me.'" You know, we might lose friendships if we follow Jesus and His Word, but we might gain friendships when we show other people compassion. Following Jesus, we must deny what we want, but we know that we have our cross to bear. We each have our own cross to bear. We must do it with patience. We must bear it with patience and diligence. We gain more than we lose by following Christ. Let us not allow the world to influence us. Let us be that shining light that they need to see. In Matthew chapter 5, verse 14 through 16. Matthew chapter 5, verses 14 through 16. The Bible reads, "You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor does anyone light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on the lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house." Verse 16, "Let your light shine before men in such a way that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven." The world needs to see that we are different by standing for the things that are righteous. We should chase after righteousness rather than evil. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 33. 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 33, the Bible tells us, "Do not be deceived. Bad company corrupts good morals." You know, we need to surround ourselves with Christians as much as possible and not fall into the traps the world may offer. We know that Jesus was perfect in every way, and we must strive to be perfect. You know, we sing the song often, "God's Family," and I want to think about the chorus there. You know, sometimes we laugh together, sometimes we cry. Sometimes we share together heartaches and sigh. Sometimes we dream together of how it will be when we all get to heaven, God's family. The words to the song is so true because it's a togetherness. We have that togetherness in heaven. We do share tears of joy. We share happiness and heartaches. Different things that we share. But we are God's family. We should be thankful for our church family and that we have that home in heaven together as long as we are found faithful. Sometimes we don't see that we have something better that awaits us. In Proverbs chapter 10 and verse 17, Proverbs chapter 10 and verse 17, "He's on the path of life. He is on the path of life who leads or who heeds instruction, but he who ignores reproof goes astray." We must listen to the instruction of God's word, and we may get off the straight and narrow, but listen to those who try to get us back on the right path. We need to listen to those. Many of us may not like being corrected, but if we need correction, we must listen to those who see what we don't see. Sometimes we don't have a clue of how we really are because we may come across with the wrong attitude. Everything must be done with love. In Proverbs chapter 8 and verse 13, Proverbs chapter 8 and verse 13, "Fear the Lord. Fear of the Lord is to hate evil. Pride and arrogance and the evil way and the perverted mouth I hate." So we will be judged by the things we say and how we say it. The Pharisees and scribes were always trying to find something against Jesus. There will always be those kind that always try to find fault with everything or with everyone. They can't be happy people. We need to pray for each other, pray for the church, pray for our community, that we can reach out and be good examples to those in our community. They need to know that we are, they need to know that we are, and that we are here, and that we go by the truth. The Bible is our guide in all that we do. God wants us to serve Him wholeheartedly and not half-heartedly. Are you striving to please God or please man? I'm sorry. Are you striving to please God or man? Hopefully, we're trying to please God. God blesses us beyond measure, and we owe Him our lives. What are you willing to do to help build up the kingdom? Are you willing to give your life to servitude? There's always a need for more servants in the kingdom. Let us trust God's word to help us change the world and stand for truth. Make sure we don't give Satan an opportunity to take over our hearts. This morning, the lesson is yours. If you haven't become a child of God, haven't put Christ on baptism, or if you are a Christian and you're struggling in your daily walk, whatever your need is, go ahead and make it be made known as we stand and sing the invitation song.